'Twas homeward bound one night on the deep. Swinging in my hammock, I fell asleep. I dreamed a dream, and I thought it true. Concerning Franklin and his gallant crew.
Lord Franklin, sung here by Atwater Donnelly, is also known as Lady Franklin's Lament, or The Sailor's Dream. Written in the 1850s, it's the story of a sailor who dreams Lady Franklin is speaking about the disappearance of her Arctic explorer husband, Sir John Franklin, during his 1845 expedition in search of the Northwest Passage. In this poignant last verse, Lady Franklin expresses how she would do anything to see her long-lost husband again.
And now my burden, it gives me pain. For my long-lost Franklin, I'd cross the main. 10,000 pounds would I freely give to say on earth that my Franklin do live.
And so here we have songs of adventure and disaster narrated by the people left behind to wait, depicting powerful perspectives on loss, injustice, and obligation. Here is Gene Ritchie's skillfully crafted song, The West Virginia Mine Disaster. Ritchie had a unique gift for portraying the destruction of beauty and innocence, whether it was in nature or, in this case, the industrial death of a well-meaning man and the impact on his young family.
Did you see him going? It was early this morning. He passed by these houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining, West Virginia his home. It was just before 12 I was feeding the children. Then Mosley came running to bring us the news. Number 8 is all flooded, many men are in danger. And we don't know their number, but we fear they're all doomed. So I picked up the baby and I left all the others to comfort each other and pray for our own. There is Timmy, 14, and there's John, not much younger. Their own time soon will be coming to go down the black hole. Oh, if I had the money to do more than just feed them, I'd give them good learning, the best could be found. So when they grow up, they'd be checkers and weighers, and not spend their time drilling in the dark underground. Now what can I say to his poor little children? Or what can I tell his old mother at home? Or what can I say to my heart that's clear broken? To my heart that's clear broken if my darling is gone.
First published in the 18th century, Maritime Ballad, Sir Patrick Spens, is a narrative about a royal seafaring appointment which progresses rapidly to a foreshadowed and tragic end. Inais Mitchell and Jefferson Hamer have lovingly renovated the story in this modern rendition.
Sir Patrick Spens is the best captain that ever sailed to sea. The king, he wrote a broad letter and he sealed it with his hand and sent it to Sir Patrick Spens, walking out on the strand. To Norway, to Norway, to Norway o'er the foam. Sir Patrick read, he gave a weary sigh. The next line that Sir Patrick read, the salt tear blinds his eye. Oh, who is it? Oh, who is it? Who told the king of me to set us out this time of year to sail across the sea?
The tale is thought to relate to real events that took place in the 13th century with a failed effort to transport the 7-year-old heir of the Scottish throne from Norway. The images of disaster are heartbreaking, including that of Sir Patrick Spens's lady standing bereft on the shore with a lantern in her hand.
Loath, loath were those noble lords to wet their high-heeled shoes. But long before the day was o'er, their hats they swam above. And many were the feathered bands that fluttered on the foam. And many were those noble lords who never did come home. It's 50 miles from shore to shore and 50 fathoms deep. And there lies good Sir Patrick Spens, the lords all at his feet. Long, long may his lady look with a lantern in her hand. Before she sees Sir Patrick Spens come sailing home again.